The nonprofit organization Dig Deep commissioned a study last year, along with the U.S. Water Alliance, whose members include public water utilities. The study showed, among other things, that Native American households are 19 times more likely to lack indoor plumbing. Dig Deep needed the numbers in the study as it continues work on its Navajo Water Project. It brings potable running water and solar power to Navajo families using self-contained systems. I reached out to Project Director Emma Robbins, who's also a member of the Navajo Nation. Emma, to start, can you fill us in on the background of Dig Deep and the Navajo Water Project?
Yeah, so Dig Deep was started to help people across the world who did not have access to running water. In 2016, we stopped our international work, handed them over to our project partners, and started working in the United States, focusing specifically on Native nations that don't have access to safe water. And so that is our main goal, is to get people not only cold running water in their homes, but also hot running water. The Navajo Water Project has been in place since 2015. And in my tenure, we've installed almost 300 home water systems, which are comprised of a 1,200-gallon cistern that goes underground. It relies on a water truck that fills it up, a series of plumbing, a pump, a water heater, a filter, a sink, and a gray water drain field. And that is a system that works for off-grid families.
Is this a one-size-fits-all water solution, or is this something where you come in and sort of assess each household and family needs individually and then install a system based on that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it's a combination. We do have two different types of systems, which we figure out which one we need to install in a home after assessing. So we have a system for families who do have grid electricity, and we have a system for families who need solar panels. You know, across the Navajo Nation, like everywhere in the world, there's a variety of homes. We might be dealing with a hogan, or we might be dealing with a trailer, or sometimes people will have modified sheds. And so it's really just designing what the system is for that home. It's definitely, you know, something where we do need to assess, because everybody's needs are different. It's not just a copy and paste solution. The way that these projects and the way that these solutions are going to work is when we actually tailor them for each home.
How do you determine which households and which families get one of these systems?
The way that Dig Deep works is we collaborate with a community partner. So that could either be a local government, like a chapter, or else a nonprofit that's working in the area. And it's really just making sure that these projects are sustainable. In my mind, I would love to go out and install these systems for everybody. But if we can't consistently fill them up with safe water from a water delivery truck, then that's not going to be a good fit. So the way that it works is identifying a community, making sure that we have a community partner, making sure that we're collaborating responsibly with the community, and then having a plan after we install these systems. During COVID, things have changed because now we're working in areas that we haven't before. And that's definitely been a silver lining of it. You know, we might not have a project partner there, but we are building these important relationships. So what we're doing now is placing storage tanks that are 275 gallons instead of the 1,200-gallon systems, because we can't go into people's homes.
And how has COVID affected how you put these water systems in, and more importantly, how you interact with the families that are getting them?
So it has been difficult. We have purchased so far 360 275-gallon storage tanks. And because we can't install our regular systems, what we're doing is placing those outside of homes, protecting them obviously from the sun and freezing to prevent algae growth. And because we're working in so many communities that we haven't been in before, it's really just making sure that we have the capacity to fill them up. So not only having enough water trucks, but also making sure that we're near safe watering points. You know, it's been a really hot summer, and that's affected a lot of the watering points. But on the other hand, the Navajo Nation and Indian Health Service has worked really well to put a lot of these watering points that were once public for livestock, putting them online for potable water. It's hard not working inside homes. It has been nice to work with communities that we haven't before. with the people who really need the help ASAP. But I, like everybody else, am very much looking forward to when the pandemic is over for obvious reasons, but also just because I want to make sure that we're getting back into homes and getting people a consistent water source.
So the virus has definitely affected how you interact with these families who are getting these water systems. Emma, you're a member of the Navajo Nation. Outside of the pandemic, when you've had the opportunity to install these systems, what's it like to spend time with families that are enjoying running water, clean, hot, cold, running water for the first time ever in that particular household?
It's life-changing for sure, and it can be really emotional. You know, I, being from the reservation myself, have family that still doesn't have running water, or, you know, when I was growing up, my grandparents didn't, my aunties and uncles didn't have it. You know, I've always grown up with this idea, knowing that not having running water is quote unquote normal on the res. You get used to it, you know that people haul water, you know people are coming to your house to take a shower or to get water for their livestock or to wash their clothes, whatever it is. It wasn't until I moved off the reservation as an adult that I saw that's not something that is, you know, quote unquote normal, one, and two, it shouldn't be normalized. Everybody needs to have water, you know, because it's not just about having drinking water. It's not just about being able to clean yourself. It's about having that mental stress lifted from you. You know, when you don't have to worry about paying for water, when you don't have to worry about spending gas money to go and haul water, it's something that is given back to you, your time. You know, you're able to be with your family. You know that your water is coming from a safe source. And it definitely can be very emotional. And I think sometimes it's a very great feeling, but it's also can be overwhelming knowing that there are tens of thousands of other people across the reservation who don't have that opportunity in the immediate. Because the majority of us are from the reservation, we take it so personally. And I know I speak for everyone when I say that it just means so much to be able to give back to our community and not only give back to our people, but also work alongside them. Because it's not just Dig Deep is doing this work. You know, we work really hard with the tribe, with NTUA, the Navajo Tribal Utility Authority, Indian Health Service, community partners. There's so much work that goes into it.
That's Emma Robbins of the Navajo Water Project, among several organizations working to bring water to Navajo households. Another is the Water Warriors. According to their website, they've delivered more than 126,000 gallons of water to elders and other vulnerable populations on the Navajo Nation since May of this year. Reporting for KSUT, I'm Mark Dugan.